This is St. Louis Public Radio. There's a lot of talk about privilege these days. For example, white privilege, heterosexual privilege, male privilege. Many St. Louisans who have some kind of privilege don't even know it. St. Louis Public Radio's Nancy Fowler wanted to explore what it means when we say someone has privilege. She found out some people learn about male privilege in an unexpected way.
The first thing to know about male privilege is that it isn't something you earn.
It's something that society gives you, whether you want it or not.
Vanessa Fabre is a social work professor at Washington University. She says it's common for men and women to argue that male privilege doesn't exist.
This is when people might say things like, well, but I've worked hard for everything I've got. I started from the bottom up. I have earned what I have, and that is true.
But how is that true? How can you have privilege if you don't feel privileged, when you don't have things handed to you, like money or a college education? Fabre says male privilege has nothing to do with wealth. It's about two very distinct criteria.
The first is what we call unearned entitlements. For example, feeling safe in public.
That's something Sayer Johnson of the Metro East area learned about unexpectedly. He's a transgender man who began transitioning from female to male 9 years ago in his early 30s. But before the beard and mustache and flat chest,
I was afraid of sexual violence because of the body parts that I had.
And what about now?
No, it doesn't happen.
It's not that men don't ever feel afraid or aren't attacked.
Of course, men are hurt. Men are the victims of crime and violence as well. But usually it's not because they are moving through the world as a man. And so women, because they're moving through the world as women, fear that violence at a much, much higher level and are on guard.
So remember, there's a second criteria that defines male privilege.
Another type of privilege we call conferred dominance.
That's academic speak for society giving power to one group over another. Johnson's new life gives him plenty of examples.
If I'm in a circular conversation, heads turn my way to hear my opinion. Being in the grocery store with my three children, hundreds of times when I was read as a woman, nobody really said anything to me unless my kids were acting up, and now I'm complimented on what a good father I am.
Fabre hears a lot of stories like that from transgender men. They're in a unique position to understand male privilege firsthand through something as common as a visit to the auto repair shop.
And having lived their lives presenting as women before and comparing those two experiences, they say, well, they brought me right back there and took me under the hood and showed me what was wrong with my car and explained all these things to me. I didn't feel like someone was trying to sell me something I didn't need.
People who transition from male to female can have the opposite experience, losing male privilege they didn't even know they had. Stephanie James of Maryland Heights lived as a man for more than 50 years and had a successful career as an account manager. She recalls how one of the bosses began treating her differently right after her transition.
He's looking around and he goes, you know, anybody want some bagels? Everybody raises their hands, of course. And you go, well, Stephanie, how about if you run over to Einstein and, you know, pick us up some? And said, sure, how many would you like? Crystal ball started lighting up a little bit, and it's like, I see where this is going.
Still, Fabre says having male privilege or not having it isn't destiny.
If you have privilege, you might also have many struggles, and it doesn't mean that it's guaranteed your life is going to turn out great. And if you're someone who experiences a lack of privilege or disadvantages, it also doesn't mean that your life is miserable.
Some transgender men feel that their newfound advantage is a kind of superpower they can use to show that having male privilege doesn't make someone a bad person. I'm Nancy Fowler, St. Louis Public Radio.